We are KX93.5, listener-supported radio right here in Southern California. There's been a song that's been very popular in the office, and as soon as we got it, we pretty much just played it on the air. And for the past couple weeks now, you have been hearing the Morrissey song by Jarinus, and Jarrett and Linus of Hollywood are on the phone with me right now. Hi, guys. How are things?
Hey, how's it going? Things are good.
Hello.
So one of you is calling from one part of the country, and another one is in another part of the country. Where are you guys calling from again?
We say we're calling from Hollywood, Texas, because Linus is in Hollywood, and I'm in Dallas, Texas.
And I'm actually sitting in a parked car right now.
Are you?
That's exciting. I'm getting ready for a wedding right now, so it just is amazing. How diverse we can be.
Very glamorous, actually. You guys have been part of some projects in the past, most notably, I guess, Nerf Herder, as well as Bowling for Soup. The whole Jarinus pro. I mean, how long have you guys actually been collaborating and making music together?
A little over 4 years. I think we met because I was starting to write for the Bowling for Soup album, Sorry for Partying. And contacted Linus on this thing. I don't know if you remember. It's called MySpace.
And, sure.
I found him on the MySpace and asked him if he wanted to write some songs. And he said, yeah. And I basically went out. We became instant friends and wrote like 4 songs the first 2 days. And I canceled all my other sessions that week. And we just hung out. Became fast friends and songwriting partners, and we produced that Bowling for Soup record and all the ones since together, and just, you know, it's been kind of nonstop for us.
So far, so good, man. Well, how does that work out if one of you guys is in Texas and another guy's in Southern California? Are you guys doing the postal service thing, emailing each other tracks and stuff?
We do stuff over the internet sometimes. I mean, we write on iChat or Skype sometimes, but we try to be pretty regular. Like, I'll go visit him 1 month, and then he comes out for a couple of days the next month or whatever. I actually see Jarrett more than I see some of my friends in L.A.
Yeah, huh? Again, Jarinus is on the line. This is Jarrett Reddick as well as Linus of Hollywood. The new record is available right now. It is hilarious. It has been a big hit on the radio here. We can't play the Morrissey song enough, you guys. Whose voice is that actually as Mr. Happy or Morrissey?
Well, it's actually both of us. Linus had this amazing Morrissey impression, and I really wasn't that familiar with Morrissey or the Smiths. I mean, I knew who the Smiths and Morrissey were, of course, but I just wasn't really as educated as him.
Really? What sort of music were you, like, growing up listening to? Like, what sort of music was around you? Apparently it wasn't that dark, new wavy stuff.
Well, I mean, it was around, but, I mean, I was just like, I mean, we grew up listening to the same stuff. We both grew up listening to hair metal and death metal and that kind of stuff, which, I don't know, I just missed Morrissey train somehow, and
I had a brother who was like a surfer, and he would listen to The Cure and The Smiths and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, me and my heavy metal friends would make fun of him and try and do the Morrissey voice and all that kind of stuff. So, but Jarrett seems to have mastered the Morrissey impression better than me.
But the thing is that my Morrissey impression really isn't an impression of Morrissey. It's an impression of Linus doing his impression of Morrissey.
Sure. When we're done, I want to put you on the spot and maybe do a Morrissey liner for the station. Hey, it's Morrissey, and you're listening to KX93.5. That'd be hilarious. The production on this record, you guys, is so super awesome. You guys are spot on, especially with the Morrissey song. It does, in fact, sound like a Smith song. But for the new record, I guess it's called Rhymes with Vaginas. What are some of the other themes that you guys have been touching on the new record?
it's so funny because the whole Jarinus thing started out during the making of that Sorry for Parting record. It's just that, you know, it would be Linus recording my vocals. And so I'm in the vocal booth and us just saying the stupidest stuff, just trying to make each other laugh. And so I think it was Split the Diff was sort of the first idea that we had, and it was just this stupid joke that we should just write a song called Split the Diff, and like we started writing lyrics and didn't even realize what we were doing. And it's just a song, it's just this dumb song about how, you know, sometimes things are too hot and sometimes things are too cold, you should split the diff. But we're also an educational band. We have a song that teaches you how to prioritize things and make a list.
There you go. And the song is called Make a List.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah.
And then we do public service announcements. We do clear your browser history.
Exactly.
And then we have a song called DVB. I don't know if we're allowed to say what that is on the air. But
no, I don't think you are allowed. Service. Even though we're a low-power FM here, we still are regulated by the FCC. So I should have started off the conversation with that. Be on your best behavior.
I think it's important also to note that we also did an entire tribute song to our favorite textile, and it's called Hail Satin.
Okay, sure. I guess I read it wrong. I thought it was called Hail Satan, but no, it's Hail Satin. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is Jarinus, unbelievable songwriting duo from, I guess, I don't even know where you guys are from, Texas, Middle America, Southern California, Hollywood. By the way, to speak to Linus of Hollywood, I feel like I am very high society right now.
That's the funny thing about my name, because when you meet me, you realize that I'm not high society at all.
Not at all, huh? Any aspirations to, did you do a CD release or an album release? Are there aspirations to tour with this project or anything like that? Are there shows on the horizon for you guys?
That's the plan. I mean, we actually got super busy right after this thing came out. We my other band, People on Vacation, had a release, and Linus started working on his new solo record, and then the new Bollinger Soup record just came out, and we both just got really, really crazy busy. Linus is doing a bunch of stuff for film and TV right now, as am I. And so I think
we're
both in
that. Are you guys wearing your music supervisor hats, or you guys are composing original music for film and TV?
What are you doing right now, Linus?
Well, yeah, well, Jared is the voice of Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know if you knew that. So he's been doing all that kind of stuff.
Chuck E. Cheese is still a thing?
Chuck E. Cheese is very much still a thing. 530-something stores, sir. Let's respect the mouse.
I had no idea. I apologize. But yeah, some of your things for TV and film before I forget.
Oh yeah, well I've been doing my friend has been turning me on to all this stuff. I've been doing Barbie music for Barbie the movie, and Jarrett and I did a Hot Wheels theme, and I did a theme song for the show on CBS called We Are Men that already got canceled, and all sorts of fun stuff.
So you guys are working. That's must be a blessing to actually have, you know, to make music your job. It's not like you're working a crappy day job just to, you know, facilitate your art anymore. That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I've been working on the show Phineas and Ferb since it started 7 years ago, so which is like the number one cartoon on the planet, and been really blessed with that. So we both have managed to get, I mean, you really actually just hit the nail on the head. I mean, I think we both seriously are sort of surprised all the time and just sort of look at each other and just like, dude, we actually make a living.
Yeah.
You know, we're 40 years old writing fart joke songs, you know, and we actually get paid for it. It's nuts.
It's Linus of Hollywood and Jarrett, they're on the line. Jarinus is the new project. Was this all funded by your fans? Did I read that somewhere on the internet? Did you guys start a Kickstarter campaign?
We did, yeah. I mean, it was really super early on. I mean, it's been, I guess, almost 2 years ago. So, I mean, we were pretty early in the whole Kickstarter thing. So, we really didn't know what we were doing and had to sort of learn as we went. Now, you know, we're both doing fan funded projects all the time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, it was amazing the response that we got. I mean, and it wasn't.
I'm not even sure if we had a song out yet.
No, we had put out like a couple of demos and stuff like that. And I mean, you know, but it was just basically we just had this idea for this band and put the idea out there and it sort of caught on and we did really, really well actually, considering, I guess, again, that we, our band didn't even really exist.
Right. I've heard some really good stories, artists using the Kickstarter campaign and stuff like that. Do you think that's a testament to just the fans that you've kind of accumulated throughout the years with your previous projects, almost like a built-in fan base at this point?
Yeah. I mean, I think we've just a lot. But I also think, you know, I mean, we're actually using pledge music now, which is a different format of fan-funded stuff. And it's just, you know, people are actually just out there wanting to be a part of projects now. So you are preaching to the Bollinger fans and the Linus of Hollywood fans and the Nerf Herder fans, People on Vacation, projects that we're involved in. But also, you know, you just have people that are out there looking for things to be involved in and be a part of. And so you just, you know, as an artist, you try to include them as much as you possibly can. And, you know, you basically end up with tons of new fans that are excited about what you're doing.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Just to give you a quick background on who we even are, we launched the station about a year ago. We bought a little antenna from a church and moved it down to PCH here in Laguna Beach. We got a great view of, you know, PCH. And then on the other side, you're looking at the ocean. It's been a year. You know, it's a nonprofit type of thing. You could be a member. You could donate to the station. It's a tax write-off. Our online presence is great. Even though we're a low-power FM, you know, we only get up and down the coastline here. But it seems like the industry is taking notice since we started. It's been like a revolving door of awesome artists coming in for interviews. And we're able to take a chance on a record and do some cool things for independent artists as well. And it is incredibly fulfilling for me to be able to do this, coming from a background working for like CBS Radio and Clear Channel. So hopefully in the future, we could actually link up in our studios here and do something very cool for some of our listeners.
We would love that. I mean, that's definitely the kind of things that, you know, Linus and I have done in other bands and haven't gotten a chance to do yet in Jarinus, and we're both, I mean, we're best friends, and we're essentially basically just a walking television show. So anytime we get a chance to be in front of people, we take it. So please,
as long as you guys don't have smoke alarms there. Last time we did a show at the stage at headquarters, and we set off the smoke alarm with our smoke machine.
Yeah. With your smoke? No, I thought you were saying because you were just shredding on guitar.
Well, that too.
Absolutely. Any advice you guys would give to an artist who's up and coming, who is working that crappy day job and playing the worst of the worst venues and gigs? Any advice you would give to those people who would like to be in the position where you guys are at right now?
I would say, you know, be persistent. And, you know, I mean, it's a hard industry, but, you know, I mean, right now it's all about social media and learning to market yourself, as well as just being good at what you do. So, I mean, not only do you have to practice, but you have to develop a personality and connect with people. And, you know, it's sort of hard to balance those things sometimes. And I, you know, we've sort of had to relearn the way that things work, because when we were growing up, you got in a van and you just went and toured. That's what you did. And you don't really do that anymore. You know, it doesn't really make as much sense when we can sit in our studios and do shows for people all over the world, you know,
right.
Any hour of the day. So, you know, I mean, that would be my advice.
Cool. Yeah. It's so cool.
And
now
you have to love it too.
Jarinus is on the line. It is Jarrett Reddick and Linus of Hollywood. The new record is available right now. Jarinus.com has access to all of the music, all of the merch, all of the things. Who came up with the album cover? It's you two guys on a horse or a unicorn. One of them's holding a little puppy. One of them's holding a pig. You guys look buff with long flowing hair. Do you guys do the artwork yourselves for this stuff?
I wish. No.
We gotta give
a shout out to Dave Pearson. I mean, it was really Linus's idea. He was just like, let's do an old, like, you know, super metal, like anvil, you know, just crazy metal cover or whatever, you know, and so we just threw it to this artist friend of ours named Dave Pearson, and he went with it. And it's just so funny because it's like, that's actually my dog that I'm holding. And, the pig is just something that's just stupidly random, but just equally as hilarious.
Yeah, we have no idea why the pig is there.
Well, it's so cool, you guys. Again, we appreciate you guys calling in into our Pearl Street studios. And I guess before we rip into the Morrissey song, can you give us a storyteller's type of moment with this thing? I mean, for the record, when you guys came into the studio, were you guys just ready to rip into these songs, or like a lot of it was just tweaked, like inside the recording studio type of thing?
Most of them actually are conversations that we have. They're sort of already written before we sit down and write them. Like, for example, the Morrissey song, it definitely is a Linus thing, and he came with the idea, and he was like, we should call the Morrissey song, and he even started singing, you know, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, and I didn't really understand what he was talking about, because, again, I never really listened to Morrissey. Now that I have, it's so spot on. So he gets full credit for this one, and then, you know, we sat down and write the lyrics together, and pretty much all songs that we write together, if we make each other laugh on every single line, then we know that line is good.
Sure.
So it's, you know, it's definitely a try to entertain each other kind of.
Yeah. That's cool. And we're expecting a lot more from you guys, obviously, musically in the future. But this little Tyrannus project is something so very clever and so very fun. And I think a lot of people would dig on it who like a lot of different genres of music. Anything else to touch on before we kind of let you go and rip into the Morrissey song here?
No, I mean, not really. I mean, we're on Facebook and we're on Twitter. Rhinus SoundCloud out there. You can check out. There's a ton of free music on there. We used to do and will eventually do again songs of the week. We've got tons of music out there for you. You know, whether it's the album or whether it's all of that stuff for free. And just, you know, we do Regrip the Waffle Guy. We have this birthday song floating around out there. So it's just, you know, we're all over the internet. So check us out.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for taking the time. We're definitely on board with this project and, you know, this audio as well. It'll live on our podcast page on SoundCloud and all of that. So I will tweet at you with the audio later and hopefully you'll retweet us and tweet right back at us, you guys.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having us. Oh, yeah, you got it. More to come and good luck in the future. And when you speak of us in the future, please speak of us kindly. And we're going to rip into the Morrissey song right now. So you guys have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. You too.